Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, this is from Tam in Jacksonville. Tam says, my son is a senior in college and his girlfriend is 28 years old. He had the nerve to bring her to my house and she said she wanted to talk to me woman to woman. I was hot. She told me that my son will be moving in with her and her 7-year-old son. I told her that she only wants to date my son because he might go to the major leagues in baseball. There's no way my 22-year-old son is her soulmate. My son has his whole life ahead of him. So how do I get him away from this grown woman? Is this situation out of my hands?
Yeah. You can't do that.
It's nothing you can do.
It's gone.
Oh, she done put that 22? Thing on that boy. That boy, yeah. There you go.
What?
Ain't nothing you can do. No. Yeah. She done put it on him. She done put it on him.
Oh, yeah.
She done put it on him.
Yeah. He over there getting that 7-year-old ready for school and everything. Boy,
all that.
I want to talk to your mom.
He down there got that boy throwing that baseball. Damn near good as him by now. Yeah, she looking at two major league prospects, your son and her son. Yeah.
So there's yeah, lady, the
I
do.
Yeah, lady, I don't even know how you don't even understand. That boy over there, he can't believe he gone. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing the mom can do at this point.
Not a damn thing.
That's too late.
He believe that's her soulmate, too. He believe that, too.
You all are thinking back, obviously, when you were 22.
Man.
And somebody 28?
An older woman.
At 22, you know how many soulmates I had?
How many soulmates, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's nothing mom can do. All right.
Yeah.
No.
She already doesn't like this young woman, though. She doesn't like her at all.
Yeah. Yeah, let me talk to you woman to woman.
Yeah, what?
You talking to
I got a son, you got a son. Let's just chop it up. Listen, all right. Mama. This is what it's going to be. I know you're tripping, but this is what's going to be all right.
Yeah. All right. We have time for another one, Steve. This one's from Fu Quay in Salisbury, who says, I got home from work and my wife told me that my buddy stopped by and dropped off some cigars for me. He called me, but I missed his call. My wife said he'd be back. He was going to get her some soup from Panera because she told him she wasn't feeling well. He brought the soup back and I met him at the back door and told him thanks, but I wasn't in the mood to entertain. He said he could sense I had an attitude and he was right. He said he was being a good friend to us both. Did I overreact? Was he just being nice?
Yeah, I think you did, dog.
Yeah.
Because let me explain something to you. Okay. Your wife, the one told him she was sick. Hey, let me go down here and get you some soup. All the dude did, he trying to be your homie. He didn't come in the house and spoon feed her the soup. He just dropped it off.
You'd be okay with this if a man brought your wife some soup, and you'd be okay with it?
Well, my homies, the dudes that I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they bought that life.
That friend.
Wonder love, I'm gonna take care of. Yeah. Yeah, my dudes about that life. If we ain't real friends. Well, I mean, you know, look.
Don't want to fight him.
I'm not going to get into that position, though, because all this whining about you being sick and all this here, you know.
You whine to me. You don't be whining on nobody else.
That's my problem.
I'm surprised at your answers.
My problem is with the wife, though.
Yeah. Huh?
I ain't feeling good. Can you help me? That's going to be my problem.
Yeah. But if you spoon feed my wife when I walk in there, that's y'all last supper, though. That's y'all last supper.
But she's sick.
You're going to be right up there on that picture with Jesus now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can Photoshop your ass in that photo.
That's more like the Steve I know.
At the end of the table.
At the end of the table. Yeah.
Coming up at 20 minutes after, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.